Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. As you know, we just talked to Bob, and he's on some training. So the baritone of beer and the master of wine, Chaz Thompson, sitting in with me as co-host today. And Chaz, appreciate you being here, brother.
Yeah. Well, we got Brian on the line today.
Yeah, we do. And that's a good thing because when we speak about wine, there's nobody in our world that's better at this than Fen Valley Winery. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, man. How are you?
We're great. You know, it's kind of that in-between season here, between spring and summer. Everything's growing fast and starting to pick up in the tasting room, too. So we're ready to rock this summer.
Yeah, this should be a big weekend for you, Memorial Day. All the people are back to their cottages, and, you know, they're looking for something to do. And, bang, let's go over to Fen Valley and do a tasting, right?
Yeah, I mean, this time of year, you definitely see people. You got a combination of people coming up to get their houses open. So those folks, you know, you don't see them in the morning. They're out planting their flowers, and then about 3, 4 o'clock, they're ready to have a glass of wine and chill out for a bit. And you also got some of the early vacation travelers, folks who know that come up here now, you can still, you know, get into places, and it's not quite as crazy as will be here in just a few short weeks. So, yeah, we'll be steady. Hopefully we'll kick start the unofficial start to see the summer here.
Great. So we had kind of a mild winter. We didn't have a bunch of snow. We had just a small cold snaps. We had some real warm weather, unseasonably warm stuff. What did that do to the vineyard?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the challenge to wine grapes is that in general they don't like it here. they're a lot like us. You know, they want nice, you know, predictable temperatures, not too hot, not too cold. If it's going to be snow, winter, get some snow, you know, so they're a lot like us. It was a mild winter. We were a little bit worried there because, you know, the way the grapevine works is it's got a biological clock that's on an annual cycle, and that clock is pretty much driven by heat. And so the more heat you have, the faster that clock's going to be ticking along. And so anytime you're going to be warmer in the season when the vines are supposed to be asleep, you're fast forwarding that inevitability of them coming out. And so, you know, it was a little close for comfort there in March when we were pretty warm, but it did cool down in April. And at the end of the day, we landed about where we normally would be. So it was one of those roller coaster rides that just sort of ended okay. Largely I'm hearing that from most of our neighbors that grow other stuff like apples and peaches and apricots and that kind of thing. So while it was a little bit dicey, all's well that ends well. We did have a little bit of a cold week though. For as mild as winter was, we had a little bit of cold in January that did do some damage, to stuff that just doesn't handle that extreme cold, even though it was only for a day. But everything that kind of within the margin of what we'd expect. So we're set up well this year. Now we got a long way to go. You know, we won't be bringing that last grape in until the end of October. So we are just at the starting line of this marathon.
Yeah, Brian, it seemed like, you know, maybe a little cooler, milder spring, but awful wet. And I've noticed that I couldn't get out my lawn to cut for quite a while. Did you guys have any problem with being too wet?
Great question. I mean, in general, wine grapes don't need any water. You know, they evolved in Southern Europe and Middle East where, you know, the soils aren't very good and there's not a whole lot of rain. So, yeah, less water is always good for us. Honestly, microclimates play a role here along the lake, too. And we're not running as high as, like, the Grand Rapids area for overall precipitation right now. And that can be very, very, you know, like I said, local. So I don't really think over rain was much of an issue. We planted some new vineyards a couple weeks ago, and they are the only vines that like water. So I predict we'll have a pretty droughty spring now from here on out.
Yeah,
Murphy's Law.
Right.
But other than that, yeah, we're all right now. Where we really don't want to see a lot of rain is into that August, September time frame when the grapes are trying to ripen up, because that's really when they were susceptible to all kinds of disease, and anytime it's raining, it's not sunny. And so that's when we really start to worry about the weather in terms of quality. Right now, it's just more of a nuisance, you know, harder to plan your work. You know, you might have a little more disease pressure, might bring out a few more bugs, that kind of thing. But it shouldn't affect wine quality if you know what you're doing.
So, Brian, let's turn the page. Sounds like the vineyard's in good shape, and your stewardship over it is, I'm sure, keeping it that way. Let's talk about events that are going on at the winery that people can come down and see you and what they might expect to see and do.
Yeah, sure. That's, you know, we joke all the time that, you know, the making the wine's the easy part. Selling it is the hard part. So, you know, one of the ways we do that is that we try to create unique experiences that, you know, bring people into Fennville and have them. Hopefully we try to thread that needle, showing them a good time, but also kind of educating them on our business and not really business side, but the wine side, you know, Michigan wine, grapes you can grow here, styles that we like to make, that kind of thing. So all of the stuff we do all year is going to sort of have that angle to it. So yeah, coming up this summer, you know, biggest event of the year for us is always our sort of birthday party in June. So mark your calendars there for June 22nd. That's our annual wine festival. We'll be crossing, this will be our 51st year, so last year was a big one.
I've been there last 2 years in a row, and it's a wonderful time. We bring friends, and you give tours of the vineyard, and it's just a great day. And wine's on sale, and it's just, there's everything's flowing. Huge tasting tent and just picnic tables everywhere, and what a great day just to bring a lunch down and enjoy some wine, tour the vineyard. You got tastings all throughout the vineyard. Really cool.
Brian, do you still have the wagon that takes them out through the vineyard?
We do, Chaz. Yeah, so we've got the, we actually have three of them now. Yeah. And so what we'll do is we'll set up stations where you can taste wine, because our whole South Farm is licensed as a tasting room, which is pretty great. So it's like a 90-acre tasting room.
We can
go out there and try wines right in the vineyards. We'll throw out some yard games and have some music on out there. And then we do have a couple live bands back at the home base, which is still going to be outside. And then we do cellar tours too. So we have these little demonstrations, kind of an abbreviated version of our really popular, more in-depth tours, where we'll showcase kind of like one aspect of winemaking, something super simple, but gives you a chance to get out of the heat, get a little education in there. And that's just a whole day. So that's all day Saturday, the 22nd of June. Tickets are on sale now on our website. We would recommend you sign up early. Just, I don't think we have a big 90-acre tasting room. We got a lot of room, but it kind of speeds up the check-in process.
But only three wagons
out of the way.
Right, but you got food trucks there, and you've got bands and stuff. It's a great day. It's really a great day. And I want to make sure that we mentioned that. But what else? Now, the other thing that I really think is cool is, we got about a minute, so hit this quick.
Yeah.
But those summer cookouts, the evening cookouts, where you provide all the equipment, you show up, right?
Yeah, those are a lot of fun. Those are the last three weekends of July, Friday and Saturday night. So those are hard to get. So if you're listening right now, they're not even for sale yet, but get on our newsletter list so you're the first to know, because those sell out super fast. The one thing that doesn't sell out, again, because we have a lot of space, every Thursday night, we do music, live music and food trucks. And then every Saturday afternoon, all summer long, we do that too. So those are kind of more informal.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that stuff, Brian. Well, we got to get going.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to getting down there. Hopefully some of my favorite bands from down that area I'm going to see.
Right.
Check it all out. It's all on fennvalley.com.
All right, Brian. Thanks for making time for us. We appreciate it. And best of luck. I'll darken your door. We're going to drink some wine together.
All right, sounds great, guys. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right, coming up next, Memorial Day's big camping weekend, and we got the wonders of the foil pouch. Stick with us. We'll be back.